Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
The one thing Adam Silver, in talking to players and owners, he's emphasized the idea not of a bubble, but he's trying to utilize the term campus, a campus environment, that he doesn't want a situation where players have to just stay in their hotel rooms when they're not playing, that they can get outside, they can move around, and yet it's still going to be a restricted environment to try to keep infection rates as low as possible within it.
Adrian Wojnarowski, who knows this stuff inside and out, that's exactly what they're doing. They know that the NBA players, Christian, freaked out when they heard bubble. Oh, my God, what does bubble mean? It means I can't move anywhere. It means I'm stuck in a hotel. It means I can't go anywhere. So instead, what they're doing is they're cutely describing it as a campus environment. So
oh,
you have,
listen to you.
You have 250 acres, gentlemen. 230 teams. And how many players are we going to have, and staff members and coaches? And you can move around the campus. But where else can you go? They're not going to be out there with nightlife going here, there. And it, first of all, none of those places are open right now. So Disney Springs is just opening up.
Okay, so a lot of these places have these, you have the arenas, the complexes. Then you have the surrounding restaurants associated with these arenas on their property. 250 acres. You'll have maybe two or three, what is it, Steamboat Springs, whatever the hell it's called, Disney Springs, whatever that's called, where there's restaurants, bars, lounges, you name it. They'll have tons of areas to just, I don't know, walk around.
So they're going
to
let them go there because that's outside their campus.
It would be, I think it would technically be on campus now.
It's not part of the 250 acres.
When's the last time you went to Disney World?
Last year, 2 years ago.
Oh, you went to Disney World.
I've been to Wild World.
Everything, Disney World, just by the nature of the way it's built, everything, if you can, you can do everything on Disney property. You
but
have not, everything
but,
you need.
But that's not but they're the plan.
Listen, they could alter and change the plan. The other option is going to Vegas. Okay, you think, what do you think is a better area, better situation for them to be in, Disney World or in Vegas? You want Disney World or Adult Vegas?
Yeah,
Adult
Disney World. But I think what's happening in either place, you're looking at a normal Las Vegas or a normal Disney World. Neither one of these places are going to be normal. Now, maybe if they don't start until the end of July, and I don't know if you've seen that, the latest, now they're talking about starting the games at the end of July. So maybe they're pushing the calendar forward because they're fearful that there's not going to be enough open or enough to be able to engage these
All right,
guys.
So real quick, I just pulled up the map. I just pulled up the Wild World of Sports Complex, which is, I mean, really, it's all sporting fields.
It's all sporting fields.
But I need to find the surrounding area because I know there is
Disney Springs. I just gave it to you.
No, that's the closest thing, right?
Yeah. Well, that's open right now. And very little of Disney Springs is opening up. So there's a slow opening. I don't think any of those stores are opening up. Matter of fact, they have a great Jordan store there that's really like a museum with every one of the Jordan shoes ever on the wall or whatever. They have great stores at Disney Springs. I'm very familiar with Disney Springs. Been there many, many times. Again, it was something. It was Disney Downtown before.
And yeah, that's in LA.
Different stuff. And they, in the last couple of years, they've expanded it. and they've converted it and changed the name to Disney Springs. But the question is that going to be part of the campus? I don't know. And well, is the rest, is Epcot Center, is the you know, the Magic Kingdom, or any of the other lands going to be part of it? I'm not sure that's going to be part of it, because they don't want them intermingling with the public. If that were the case, Christian, they would just invite the public in to watch the games, right?
Well, I mean, look at these awesome options for dining options. So you can have the ESPN Wild Wide World of Sports Grill. You could also have
Portobello Pretzels. 37, a very good restaurant.
You can have Wetzel's Pretzels.
The Edison, another good one. Very good restaurant, Edison.
Yeah, but no, these are just places on the Wide World of Sports complex.
Yeah.
So you definitely would have to leave the area.
It's concession stuff for the games that they have there and the events that they have there. They don't. I can't remember, and I've been there numerous times. They got a big baseball field. One of the minor league teams plays there, and they don't have any sit-down restaurants that I remember.
Yeah, but just to kind of push it forward. Okay, if the other issue is when it comes to dining, you really want to make sure that it, and there's Disney's Boardwalk that you mentioned. So you have Disney Springs. Well, no, who says they won't open it for them? A couple push carts, maybe maybe a little.
Well, I guess all of it is possible. My guess is that they probably are going to set up food situation at the Wide World of Sports. That would make the most sense if they want to contain them and keep them there. Now, they're all going to stay at a resort. And what is the resort? Now, MLS was talking about the Coronado Beach. Maybe that's where they're going to stay. I don't know.
International Drive in Orlando has hundreds of restaurants that are currently open, and most of them deliver. These guys don't have to leave to eat.
That's true. That is true. They're not going to be able to go over to International Drive.
They will be able to, yes.
Who says who?
Jared Dudley.
Okay, he's the only one saying it, though. And my guess is,
according to conversations he's privy to with Adam Silver,
it might be something the players are fighting for right now, guys. But I'm not sure that initially you're going to allow them to go out there. That's why they're trying to pose it as a campus and staying on the campus. If you allow those players from 30 teams to just go wild in Florida and go to International Drive and go to all of those restaurants, you could have a mess on your hands.
Well, that would be a selfish move, and you're putting your team's season at risk. If you're the Celtics and Jason Tatum gets coronavirus because he wanted to go to McDonald's, he's taking a risk in putting his team's season on the line. That's stupid by Jason Tatum.
But if
Tatum,
you're Adam Silver, you put the whole league at risk, Tyler.
Well, you're putting the choices on the players' minds, not forcing a mandate.
No, because if a player ends up doing that,
that's literally what they're saying, Glenn.
The league is going to take the hit. No, I understand why Jared Dudley is saying that, because that's what the players want. But if you're Adam Silver, you tell me you're going to go now down to Orlando or Kissimmee, and you're going to go to Disney World, and they're setting up a campus situation. I'll guarantee you, Christian's right. They will have food everywhere for these guys. They'll set it up so that they have it. They'll bring in catering. They'll do whatever they have to do. But the last thing you want is your guys out at night on International Drive. Forget about, an individual player not being responsible to his own team. How will the commissioner look if any of these guys start going down and you suddenly lose teams in the playoffs? Because you get nine guys that have contracted the COVID-19 and you have to quarantine them. And again, I don't think anything long-term is going to happen to these guys. But once a guy tests positive, they're already claiming you got to take them out of the campus and you got to put them in quarantine. And if you're Adam Silver, why do you want to put yourself in that position?
I mean, what's the, again, I keep asking you, what's the alternative? Why would you put them in that position? This is the way we're going about our business, guys. It's not going to be perfect. Hey, what happens if somebody catches it? Well, we shut those down. We test everybody, and hopefully nobody else got infected. So we just maybe, instead of quarantining the whole group, we just quarantined three guys. That's it. Really, that is the most practical, most reasonable explanation for what you do when somebody catches it.
But what you do is, if you keep it on a campus atmosphere and everybody tests positive coming into it, we still don't know what they're going to do with the older coaches, because they've got some older coaches in that league. Head coaches, assistant coaches, staff members, what are they going to do with them? Because they are going into the situation at high risk. Now, for an example, Danny Ainge at his age, and he looks pretty healthy, but he's had two heart attacks. So is Danny Ainge going to be allowed to be part of that? Does he want to be part of that campus atmosphere?
The answer is probably no. But why can't Danny can protect himself by wearing a mask, right? That's why we're all wearing masks. So why should he be so concerned?
Well, because anybody that is up there in age that has underlying
health issues, he's wearing a mask.
The mask doesn't solve everything.
Well, why are we wearing a mask then?
Okay. Well, that's a different,
I don't want to wear a mask anymore.
That's a different topic. I mean, it's a different topic.
No, it's the same topic. Because my answer to your question is, what about Danny Ainge?
You don't want to.
Wear a shield.
And I want the video of you trying to go into one of these supermarkets where one of these old ladies starts screaming.
I went today. I went today.
Without a mask?
And you know what else I did?
You didn't have a mask?
No, I don't put it on until I actually enter the place.
I guarantee you walk in there and you do everything they ask you to
That's
do.
That's true. You know what I really do to piss people off?
What's that?
Like, I don't follow the arrows.
Oh, you're one of those.
Ooh.
You stink.
You see, the funny thing about it is it actually is the older ladies who never follow the arrows. I noticed that. I noticed that most people do follow the arrows.
Here's the other thing that bugs me. Is that it's just a one-lane highway then. How do you pass? Some people go really slow and they're just browsing. Where's the pepper?
I told you, I was ridiculed a couple weeks ago because it was one of those where I went past the item that I actually wanted to get. I literally had to go back 10 feet to get what I needed, and I got chastised. They were screaming at me. It was like, give me a break here. You know, what did I just do? Armed robbery? What do you want to do to me? But getting back to the NBA, I think the players think that they're going to have a wide open atmosphere, and they didn't like the word bubble. So what you're getting, Tyler, is you're getting Jared Dudley sitting there going, I don't like the word bubble. We're not going to be put in a bubble. But I'll guarantee you there are going to be restrictions on where they can go, and they're going to be real limitations.
I'm telling you, so my son, it's not necessarily official yet, but he's headed off to this incoming freshman at Colorado, and what they're saying is they're quarantining everyone who comes in, everybody new, for 7 to 14 days, depending where they came from. If they came from a hot spot like New York or maybe L.A. or maybe even Boston, then they're going to quarantine a little bit longer. And then he also said everybody
–
well, it's longer than 7, right? Okay. 7 is the minimum, but if it's bad, then it's 14. But they also said everybody gets tested when they get there, and everybody will be tested upon approval or upon need. That's what these schools are doing. So if just to compare the college atmosphere, which is actually a campus, and we all know what those look like outside of a city campus, not Boston College, because that's right in the heart of it. But a lot of these colleges, like the Wide World of Sports complex, is isolated, lots of space. So everything they need, restaurants, bars, you name it, you know, campus store, you name it, is right there. They don't leave. They don't go out of town. They don't go any farther than the bike could take them. And they're just, and that's their self-contained, I mean, technically it ends up being a biodome, but it isn't. You can leave, but just nobody goes anywhere.
But
there's
how
no
far
place
can,
to go.
How far are they going to let the kids go?
And let's just remember, it's only it's for the NBA. We're talking what, a month and a half, 2 months?
Oh no!
And
no,
that's only some of the teams. It's not all the teams.
No, longer than that.
Glenn? It's not 30 teams.
It is 30 teams they're talking
about. For how long, Glenn? Their playoffs will exist, and then teams will get bounced.
They're talking about playing a few games, okay, to start. So let's say you're going to go back to the beginning of April. And April, May, and halfway into June. That's the NBA schedule. So it's 2.5 months. So when they start, I said two and a half months.
Okay, so that is nothing. And it's only going to be – there's going to be two teams that are going to be there, obviously, the longest. Max, four teams are going to be put at odds. But you know when this season starts, the teams that were never in it are going to be bounced right away. They're just going to want the season to end.
I think some of those guys are going to balk out and not even want to go.
That's fine.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of them did. All right, 617-779-7937. Is it feasible? What the NBA, we'll get to the NHL as well, and what they want to do right now. They want to start their sports. Meanwhile, Troy Vincent, over the weekend, said the NFL plan is to start on September, 10th, and to start with fans in the stands. They are moving full force ahead. We'll get to all of that and your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right here on the OMF.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket, and this week Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Coca-Cola or Canada Dry Seltzer, 12-pack of cans at $4 for $9 when you activate the digital coupon. You must buy four, and the limit four per customer.
Well, guys, according to a memo sent out to the NHL teams, players will be able to partake in very limited practices once they are cleared after testing. The practices won't be team-wide, as only six players maximum will be allowed at a team facility, and the NHL is now discouraging the players organizing their own skates at other rink facilities not affiliated with the NHL, so that is being outlawed by the NHL. The memo does say that, quote, face covering shall be worn at all times other than while exercising when entering or leaving the club facility and while inside the club facility where social distancing cannot be maintained.
What about on the ice? What do they say on the ice?
While exercising, Glenn, that's the key point there. So no mask on the ice, but everywhere else inside, yes. Georgetown men's basketball head coach Patrick Ewing has returned home after a hospital stay with coronavirus, and the president of University of Michigan, I should say, told the Wall Street Journal, quote, if there is no on-campus instruction, then there won't be intercollegiate athletics, at least for Michigan. I'm Tyler Devin. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter. Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
On Friday, the NHLPA's executive committee voted to approve the format that we would see. It's 24 teams, and that includes some bubble teams like the Chicago Blackhawks, the Montreal Canadiens, both of which were sellers at the trade deadline. And the four top teams in this format are going to get buys. Now, the NHL still hasn't told players when they would have to return back. 17% of players are currently outside North America. But the NHL has decided where they will go. Well, kind of. Unlike the NBA, they do think they're probably going to go to Vegas. They're going to do two or four of hub cities. They've narrowed the list down to eight or nine. Like I said, Vegas is a favorite, and ideally the NHL will also pick a Canadian city for a lot of reasons, one of which is just cheaper to put on games there.
That is ESPN's Emily Kaplan on the NHL returning. Vegas and a to-be-named Canadian city, Edmonton. I think Calgary's been mentioned as well. Now, if you've ever been to Calgary, I'm not sure that's the best place to do it.
Are they allowing us back in to Canada now? Are we allowed to drive 14
days.
Canada?
You got to go into quarantine for 14 days. All that could change in the next. But notice what the NHL's doing, and this is what happens. So the leagues are talking bravely, but yet Tyler just talked about it. What is the NHL doing? They're allowing you to bring guys back, but only six at a time on the ice. So you can't bring your team back. You can't bring enough to actually compete against another team. You're bringing six guys back literally to skate. That is it.
You know, which is fine, because every team is doing that at every level that plays in the competitive team. The other thing that I thought was kind of interesting, so if you're an NHL player and you live in an NHL city, but it's not your team, you can use that facility. Like, if I play for Boston, but I live in Pittsburgh, I can use the Pittsburgh Penguins facility to go skate. Like, they're not treating it as, hey, only our players, because they recognize that all these players are in different cities. Not everybody came back to their home city. So they don't want to call all these guys back until it's time. So they're allowing you, they're forcing, I guess I'm going to say forcing, to for other players to be able to use that, those facilities. Or if you play for the Penguins and you live in Boston, you can use Warrior Arena. But you can still only be one of six. And there can be no coaches. So you're basically... Right? I mean, it's a pickup game? Crazy. So it's just a pickup game. But they do need ice time. So just like a football player would go to a field and do cone drills and do gassers and do routes on air or just whatever, get their body used to going in these different positions and these different angles, they need to do that. So they don't necessarily need a coach. You know, they can do a 3-on-3, right? They can just go.
Well, you need that stuff right now to avoid the injuries, which I think you're going to see an increased number of injuries, both the NBA and the NHL when they come back, because there is going to be limited time. And notice what the NBA is doing as well. So they want to wait until they make a decision on doing this deal down at Walt Disney World, because they don't want to have their players come back, for an example, to their host city. So if you're a Bruins player and you don't live in Boston, and most of them don't live here, so they come from elsewhere, you would have to stay here for 14 days before you actually go to Florida and go somewhere else. So to avoid that now, and you know, double quarantine, they want to wait until they figure out what they're doing, and then players can show up. As opposed to having Celtics players come back here, and there's very little that they can do because, as you know, we are light years behind the rest of the country in reopening up our state, light years behind.
But we're also ahead of some other ones as far as, like, Russia, okay, and certain areas in Spain. But I will say this. I don't know if we've heard this or not, because I can't remember it happening. I'm actually surprised we haven't. Have all the commissioners of all the sports leagues had, like, a summit? Have they shared information? Have they shared information? What are you guys doing? I would think that there would all be in... There would be some sort of partnership, or at least sharing information on their part, just to kind of say, "Hey, what do you think works? You know, what do you think about this idea? Have you tried this?" I'm just throwing it out there because I think it's interesting that, you know, they're all these teams, minus baseball. I guess baseball's in it too. They just have a different financial aspect. But I would say the NHL and the NBA are pretty similar.
Yeah, we're going to find out with baseball tomorrow, because tomorrow, the Players Association is expected to actually receive the offer of financially how the league wants to do it. So we'll find out tomorrow how that works. You saw Troy Vincent this weekend, and he's asked the question, and what is he saying? He's saying, nope, we're going full force. We're going ahead. We're planning on having fans in the seats for the first game. Now, is that actually going to happen? I'm not sure it's actually going to happen. But you know what they're doing? They're making sure that everybody knows we're not stopping for anything. We got plenty of time on our sides. We have until September. We're gonna work our way to September. But they're in no way showing that they're timid about any of this. None of it.
Well, I don't think they. Why should they? college football. Ohio State said they're going to have up to 40,000 to 50,000. They seat 100,000. So the NFL could probably have 30,000 to 40,000. They could have 30 to 40, regulate it with spacing, with the right rules and regulations, not acting carelessly. They can do it. And I just feel better about it overall. I feel like the trend is going in favor of things opening up.
Now, in certain states it is. Other states it's not. Michigan it's not. Massachusetts it's not. Okay? New York and New Jersey it's halfway. They say one thing, they do something totally different. So I think there are certain states, and Ohio, by the way, has been a good state to look at in the way that they've done it, because they've done a pretty good job, and it has a very similar situation to Massachusetts. I don't know why we're not following what Mike DeWine is doing out there in Ohio, the governor, but I'm not sure he's ready for full stands either. He made a comment. I forget what the comment was the other day, but he responded to that, and he kind of said, well, I'm not sure we're ready for that quite yet, and yet they have been more progressive in opening stuff up than Massachusetts has. So, that's the problem you've got is different states are saying different stuff. And when it comes to the college game, I think the problem you're going to have with college, Christian, is even in the conferences, you're going to get six schools are willing to go forward. And six others are sitting there going, nah, we can't.
Okay, I'll give you another little bit of inside information. Like talk to some people. At least I'm always focused. I get all my information from a certain area. Talk to some athletic directors. And I mentioned the fact that just this fact, there's going to be certain schools that'll say no because of what their state is going through. And I kept mentioning to you about USC, UCLA, all these college teams in California. No, they're going to be under different regulations. They're going to have a better set of circumstances. So we were giving California. No, just teams in general, colleges in general, sports teams in general. They're going to be looked at differently based on the amount of money they need to generate and how affected the community is because of them. They're going to open up. I'm telling you, Glenn, I wouldn't be feeling this way or even saying this if I wasn't hearing it from the people who make the decisions. Like, the goal is we are moving on. Now, maybe I'm a little bit influenced by what I saw in the Lake of the Ozarks. Is that where I saw the people, like, basically just, you know, swimming around in each other's feces right there and over the weekend?
Right.
They didn't seem to
be
worried.
More concerned
about the NASCAR?
The urine in the water than anything there.
Yeah, you know, so
a
what?
NASCAR,
it's just water.
I think, can get away with it. You've got drivers in cars. It's a little bit different. I think you look at golf.
No. Fans. Did you see the NASCAR event over the weekend where there was a still shot from Darren Rovell? It was a lower level race, but it was still the stands were packed, and not one person had a mask on. And they're not distancing
at all. They had fans in the stands for a NASCAR event this weekend?
No, I said lower level, not NASCAR. It was a NASCAR junket or whatever it is, maybe a minor league of NASCAR.
I didn't
in
see
some
that.
Town, and look it up. Darren Rovell tweeted it out, and I looked at the still shot. Not one person had a mask on. Not one, zero. Now, listen, you can play Russian roulette, I guess, but they're just—I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't believe it. They don't.
Why
care.
Do we have one extreme or the other? And
it is.
Why aren't we in some way finding a way of getting people to sporting events and doing it in a safe and a responsible manner? Because I'm with you. I think this whole idea of shutting everything down is going to do so much destruction to our economy. It really doesn't make any sense. In the end, we're going to be dealing with not only economic issues, but health issues, poverty, stuff like that going forward. So why can't we find a way of doing it in a responsible manner? We have far more information now than we did 8 weeks ago when it comes to the virus. I don't understand why we can't do that. And instead, it's like everybody's trying to top everybody else. But football, I can tell you, is that they're looking at it, and they got time on their side. So they're looking at, and they're saying, nope, we're not changing any plans right now. Talk to us in September. The biggest problem they're going to have is what happens when they go to camp, and they're going to have to go to camp here next month. Let me go to Jeff. Jeff's in Rhode Island. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's
good,
up?
Jeff.
Good. Hey, never get a chance to call usually at work, but furloughed this week, so
sorry to hear that, Jeff. Hang in there, buddy.
No worries. It's I deal with the auto industry, so you're really at the mercy of what's going on with the automakers. So it's kind of it's been a little bit on and off, but you know, no complaints. You know, everything's well. So,
yep.
But hey, I'm real quick about the golf yesterday. I'm an avid golfer, and so obviously with this time off, I've been able to play. But anyways, it's Christian nailed it. When you go play, you can slash it around a course all day long. You hit a few good shots, and it's that addictive to get you to come back. But it proves how humbling that game is to see the best players in their sport go out there and look like everybody else.
Well, they're football players, though. Let's remember that. Because the other two guys, I wouldn't say that the Tiger embarrassed himself or that Phil embarrassed themselves, but the other guys are football players, right? One of them, ex-football player, right.
But I mean, a lot of people say, oh, the ball's just sitting there. Just swing at it. It's just not that easy. It's like everyone says, oh, you can hit a baseball. Hitting a baseball is the toughest thing that they say in sports. Hitting a golf ball may be
Christian
right up
agree
there.
With that. Yeah, I thought if you watch Charles at the end, that was a great display. I mean, Charles has the worst swing I think I have ever seen of any professional athlete that has taken up golf. Hockey players are really good at it, Christian, for some reason. Hockey players are great golfers. But thank you for the phone call, Jeff. We appreciate it. For some reason, don't you know hockey players are always great golfers? I don't know why.
Well, I think it has something to do with the natural movement that they're constantly doing. Here's who are good, usually good at playing golf. Here's usually who is good at playing golf, at least in my sport. It's always the special teams players. It's always the punters and the kickers. Yeah. You know why? They have so much free time. They have so much free time, and it never affects the way they are. They just
Wait a minute. Hold on. And I know you have a thing for kickers and punters. Granted, they don't do what you did as a football player, and we all respect you, and thank you for your service, by the way. But the punters and the kickers show up for the same amount of hours for practice, right? Do they get the free time to play golf?
Not really. They're off-season.
They don't show up at the same hours?
When you go to practice, they have to be there. Well, it depends on what team you're on. I've known lots of punters and special teams, but they've had two jobs. They've had the job that they play with, and they're a real estate agent.
Really?
But real quick, I just want to go back to this. So the race I was talking about was at Ace Speedway and Alta Mahawa.
Good luck with that one, man.
Altamaha. How the hell do you say
it? It's in North Carolina.
So, you know, of course it is, right? It's either there, Texas or Florida. Tightly packed, no face mask. And if I don't know if you saw that. It's amazing. They're not one person is wearing a freaking face mask.
I see it's like a Where's Waldo picture, Christian, in the back.
Exactly.
Two elderly people wearing masks, but I see a lot of white hairs that are definitely not masking up.
Well, and you said it. Yeah, there's a lot of gray hairs, and then the two people who should be wearing the mask most definitely in any situation are the older folk.
So I'm noticing a big extreme. So I was in Boston over the weekend, and everywhere I went, I was driving and I saw people with masks on the street everywhere, okay? And yet I go to the burbs and I don't see as much, right? Now, maybe it has something to do with the fear factor of Boston being a hot spot right now. Chelsea, we know the towns. Brockton, Lynn, Lowell, we know the areas. And other towns out there where people have seen very few cases of it. So a lot of it might have something to do with that. Do you feel confident enough going outside with a mask? Now, why would you ever go into a supermarket, or you were at a Home Depot today? Why would you ever go into one of those places with all these people around there without wearing a mask right now? Right?
I do it because
you just
want to
be a regular guy. You always want to be a regular guy.
Again, I still don't get it how Home Depot, Lowe's, all these home improvement places can be open, and I can't go buy a sweatshirt. I can't go wait in line. It drives me nuts. I hate it. It's so backwards.
You know what else, Chris? I mean, you're taller than everybody, too. You're not even breathing the same air that, like, Glenn would be. You shouldn't have to wear a mask.
And I hold my breath, too. So
And
when I suck in new air, I put my head up to the ceiling, and I suck the clean air. I don't get the dirty stuff that hangs where all you short people live.
Sounds cool.
Let me tell you something, though. When the floods come, Brian, I'm going to know first to get the boat out before he does, okay? I'll be the one that survives.
Tell the rest of us.
Here's Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I'm going to talk to you about this not having no baseball on Memorial Day. You know, it's totally unprecedented.
Forcing us to work.
Pardon me?
It's forcing us to work. Yeah, no baseball today. No game.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally ridiculous, too. And I know the players, you know, they wouldn't agree to not having no fans, but there's a way they could do that. You know, down here in Maryland in 2015, we had a game without fans. But I'll tell you one thing, another story here. It is hurting the economy a lot, you know, with, you know, baseball being shut down, number one. And number two, believe it or not, I heard something on the news last night. They say baseball actually boosts morale up. And I believe that. You know, I'm kind of depressed here having to watch repeats on TV. You know, I want to watch some live sports, you know. But it's kind of ridiculous because, I mean, I really think it does boost the morale up. And the government is totally screwing us, you know. These governors are screwing us. They're not allowing our sports teams to come back, you know. I just don't get it, you know. And,
well, Maryland, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I read this weekend where Maryland was starting to open stuff up. There were beaches open, and there was a lot more open in Maryland this weekend, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is some things open down here. You know, they haven't opened up any of the stadiums. Of course, that's nowhere, you know. But maybe
well, they haven't opened up any of the sports. We know that, Dave. Everywhere they haven't opened up sports.
Yeah, but
Maryland's, I think Maryland is a lot more open than we are here in Massachusetts right now.
Yeah, maybe in a sense, you know, they're doing, you know, kind of the Baltimore Orioles a favor, though. They don't have to lose 100 games this year.
Good point.
If you want to look at it from the bright spot. But another thing, they let NASCAR go on, and, you know, I get it. You know, they're not around a lot of people. But, I mean, I still think there's a way, you know, you could have baseball this year. Granted, it might not be traditional baseball. You might have to have it without fans. But
here's the big problem, Dave. So if you sit there and say we're going to have fans in the stands, and let's say the numbers go down, because the way it's working right now, the numbers are really starting to come down. Hospitalizations, deaths, way down, okay? Cases may be going up in some areas, even including some areas that were not hit hard by it early on, North, South Dakota, etc. But that's only because they're doing more testing right now. But really, you got to worry about how many people, is there pressure on the hospitals, and are people dying? And those numbers are going down. So let's say those numbers continue to go down, and we get into July and into August. The big fear that people still have is that this thing is going to rebound and come back and hit us, and nobody knows when. Now, they could be totally wrong about that. It could come back and be absolutely nothing, but it could come back and be really scary. Because of that, I think there's going to be a fear in putting anybody in the stands. The test is going to be, will the National Football League, and as Christian said, will college football be willing to challenge this and sit here and say, you know what? We feel comfortable enough that even if it comes back, we can make alterations, we can do things to protect it and keep our sport going without having to shut it down. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Really does. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the phone calls. No mystery guest today, but what we're going to do is we're going to give you the best of some of the mystery guests that we've had on for the last couple of weeks. It is live programming here today at WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
Will you even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Right, back here on OMF, it is Memorial Day. Christian and I are still working here today. Lou's got the day off. He'll be back tomorrow, so all three of us will be here tomorrow. Been watching any new shows or anything you've... I've run out of material. I was watching National Geographic NASA documentaries over the weekend. That's where I am now.
I will say this. I've been in the doldrums lately. I feel like I have exhausted everything. I was almost like rebelling against anything on TV because nothing was satisfying. So we found two really, really, really good shows. Okay.
Shows or
and,
movies?
Well, one's a movie and the other one, I guess, is a show. It's like a series. And they're both on Netflix. I gotta confirm that with my wife. The first one, I swear to God, may be the funniest 30 minutes of anything you'll ever see in a long time. Movie.
Okay.
This one is called The Wrong Missy. It stars...
The
Wrong Missy. Yes, okay. The Wrong Missy. I don't know. Do you want me to read you like a quick synopsis of it?
Who's in it?
David Spade is in it.
Hold on. Whoa. David Spade? And
yeah.
You just said the funniest
it is,
half hour?
It's really
David,
good. I'm telling
David
you.
David Spade?
Yes.
Who else is in it? Give me somebody else that's in it. Maybe.
Well, you're not going to know. You're not going to. I don't know.
Just give me anybody on that list.
Well, let me read you. Let me see a quick synopsis. Right. Tim thinks he's invited. He's invited the woman of his dreams on a work retreat to Hawaii. Realizing too late, he mistakenly texted someone from a nightmare blind date. I'm telling you, Glenn. If you can trust me on
anything. Seems like an honest mistake, right?
No.
Anybody could do
trust me on this one. This one is, it's so uncomfortably raunchy and inappropriate. It's awesome. It is flat out. And I will tell you what, normally these Jim Carrey-esque type movies, and especially David Spade, you think are going to suck. He plays the straight man pretty much for the entire movie. It's the other actors that are just outside of their mind. Okay, well, the other lead is a lady by the name of Lauren Lapkus. She plays Missy. Let me see. Rob Schneider's in it for a little bit.
Oh, David Spade.
Nick Swartzen. Bobby Lee.
Adam Sandler is
he's the only one who's not in.
He produced this.
Oh, I don't care who produced it. I'm telling you, Glenn, and anyone who's listening. Okay, just
you're telling me
take 30 minutes.
You're
hold
giving
on.
Me Rob
your...
Schneider and, yes. And David Spade. And you're telling me this is the funniest thing
this
you've ever
so
heard.
This is so funny. See, no. In the last, easily the last 7 months, easily. I'm telling you, Glenn, just trust me on this. Take if you don't like it tonight, I want you to tell me when you start it. Okay, tell me when you start it, and then by the and then I want to know when you agree with me, because after 30 minutes you'll be on your ass laughing your ass off. It is so unbelievably uncomfortable and over the top that it's not. It's laugh out loud, cackling funny. I'm telling you, now I feel like I'm building it up a little bit too much.
It's going to suck, Glenn. You know
the
it.
The other one is called Hollywood.
Hollywood.
The other one is called Hollywood.
Show. That is a show.
That's a show on Netflix also.
Yeah,
that
bizarre.
One yeah. is about 1940s, 50 right. Hollywood. And right. Some of the scenes in that.
A bizarre.
Wait, have you seen it?
I have. At the gas station? Little strange.
Gas station? The amount of nudity, male nudity, first of all, not really what I was looking for, but
I know the
male
difference.
Nudity.
I can tell when I see the male and the female nude, I can tell the difference. I got
Let
it.
Me say, it's funny. The
guy's penis looks the exact same. So
right. There's the amount of old school actors that are in there. Yeah. You liked it, though. Tell me, did you like Hollywood?
I thought it was bizarre, but it was interesting. I watched it, and I continued to watch it. So it wasn't one of those where I give up. My biggest problem is when I start watching one of these shows, and I'm going to binge watch, and I have some time, I either binge watch and stay up to like 3:30 in the morning because it's so compelling and I'm so into it, or I give up with episode 2 or 3, and I know there's another 18 to go, and I sit there and say, I can't do it.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you
I'll give you a show that I've given up already, but go ahead.
Are you a Netflix gypsy?
What is a gypsy on Netflix?
Do you get
extra points for that or something? What do you get?
No, a Netflix gypsy is somebody who has multiple shows going at the same time. So you jump from show to show to show. I like doing that
because I need to do that because I get bored. But I can always go back to Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I want to tell you, it is still one of the funniest shows ever on television. And I've seen every one of those episodes probably 3-4 times each. And it doesn't make a difference. When I am really in trouble and I'm sitting there going, my brain's going to explode because these shows just suck or they're mindless, I can go back to Curb Your Enthusiasm any season, pick up anywhere, and I feel good. I do.
See, I don't like going back and doing the whole, you know, watching those shows over because I've already seen them and I know the gag lines. If you want an old school TV show that at least the very first season is really good, groundbreaking type stuff, The White Shadow.
Yeah, White Shadow was always
The White Shadow. I don't know if you remember it.
A little dated.
It's an old show.
Great show.
But the issues that I love The White Shadow. The issues that they were going over and attacking are still relevant in today's world as far as racism, sports, fights. I mean, all that stuff, it's crazy how it's... And if you're talking about shows that need to be remade, it needs to be The White Shadow. They need to remake The White Shadow and bring that to Netflix. They've done all these other silly shows. They've remade all these other shows. That's what they need to do.
Right. Talk about bizarre shows. Have you seen Upload on Amazon Prime yet?
No, what is Upload about?
So Upload is about...
I'm writing these down, by the way.
Upload is about sometime in the future where you have the option. You can either die and they bury you, or you can pay in advance and set yourself up for a second life, where they actually upload you to this digital world where they have people that actually manipulate you off of computers, and you're living in a...
Like a Sims life?
The second world. Yeah, it's like... No. And it's bizarre. And so they connect from people today in society today can connect with people who have been uploaded, so you can still communicate with them. It's a bizarre show. So the first few episodes were so bizarre and unique that I was into it. I'm saying, oh, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. Then after a while, I just, non-believable. That it gets so off the edge that you sit there and say, I can't do this. I can't. I'll give you a movie that I really like. I'm not a big Ben Affleck fan as far as acting. I don't think he's a great actor. Though, what was the one where he played...
Way Back.
The Way Back is good. That's the movie I was going to mention. But he played the guy that that played Superman. And he was good in that. The Way Back, he's very good. This is very good. But an old coach who was an alcoholic, a basketball coach, it's good. It's a good movie.
A little long, though. It needed to end sooner than it should have. Yeah, I saw The Way Back.
Yeah.
Hollywoodland is what movie?
Is the movie. The other movie I thought Affleck was pretty good in. Did you like The Way Back?
I remember that.
Did you
like I liked the premise of it because I thought it was like a deeper, darker version of Hoosiers. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Almost like a Hoosiers remake, like Gene Hackman. Now, so he was basically playing Gene Hackman's role because you never really knew what his issues were, right? I mean, he ended up hitting a player or something like that, but it really wasn't that bad. But I thought it would be, I don't know, I lost interest. I feel like it was a little long. And they didn't really win anything.
See, the biggest problem I'm having as far as entertainment is I hear people talking about this all the time. People on Twitter are doing it. And, you know, Dale and Keith have been doing a lot of it. And that is everybody's watching far more than we should be watching because there's far too much downtime. And so there's good in that, and that you every once in a while pop into a good movie, you know, like when David Spade is really funny.
I'm telling you, Glenn, you're really going to love it. Just promise me one thing, you'll watch it tonight.
Okay, but here's the problem I have. I'm not watching it tonight.
We just talked about this.
And we're going to barbecue outside.
What do you mean you're going to barbecue outside? It's cold outside.
Karen Pulido, I'm going to invite 26 of my best friends. We're going to have them over, have you know, parking area over here. We're gonna have a big party. So... but the other problem is there's so much crap. There's so much stuff in which you watch and sit there, and 2 hours into it, 3 hours into it, you sit there and say, why did I waste my time? What was the Adam Sandler movie? What is that called? The new movie that Adam Sandler just
did. Uncut Serious Gems. Movie. Uncut Gems.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Was it bad?
I thought it was terrible.
I almost rented it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well, why did he get so much freaking praise? Like he just invented the wheel.
I couldn't because he was doing something that was outside his normal wheel.
Oh, so people sit there and say, "Oh my God, wow, this guy is such a clown. He actually pulled off a serious role."
He's playing a serious guy, a guy that's a jeweler who's a big gambler, and he's complete in a bookie, and he's a complete mess and a complete disaster. So maybe it was outside what you normally. See him play. You know, this is not Happy Gilmore. This is totally out of what you would normally see him. But I found it boring. I don't know if anybody else has seen the movie. I found it boring. Mike Francesa was in it.
Of course. There's another one. The other one is Extraction. The other one is Extraction. I don't know if that's. I think that's Netflix also.
I think it is. Yeah.
Netflix is with. I don't know. What is his name? Some good-looking Australian dude. I can't remember his freaking name.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Helmsworth. Yeah, that dude, that guy. So he's in it. That's pretty good also. That's pretty good. I mean, I just gave you two.
I'm just really worried about this David Spade. What's it
okay,
again?
Listen.
The Wrong Missy.
Don't go in with an attitude of, oh, this is going to suck. I guarantee you,
if you bring
your kids, I know you have the whole family home now. Bring all your kids in there, and then you will be laughing your ass off. You almost will be like, oh, God, Fourier, you're so right on this one. And then you'll text me during the first 30 minutes.
Tyler and Ryan, have you seen this movie, either one of you?
I actually really liked it. Ryan's a skeptical. It's very funny.
I can't stand Adam Sandler.
It's Rob
Schneider.
There are legit laugh-out-loud moments in it.
I'm telling you, Glenn, just trust me on this one. I would not have, listen, and I'm using, you know,
I'm
Kim and I
kill
both
you
watched
if I
it
waste.
Together.
How long is this movie? I hope it's like an hour and a half.
Well, give it, no.
Most
I,
Netflix
give it,
movies you notice are like an hour and 35.
Give it a half an hour.
Yeah.
That's all you need is a half an hour, and then you'll be hooked.
But one of the only redeeming things we're going to get out of this pandemic, have you noticed that all of the movies now are going to go right to on demand, or they're going to go to Netflix, or they're going to go to Hulu, or they're going to go to Amazon Prime.
Wait, you mean other great things besides the Tiger King documentary?
Besides what?
Is it, you're talking about great things that have come from this pandemic. I mean, we would have discovered how great Tiger King was had we not all been trapped in our houses back in April.
That's a good point. You're right. We probably, that would have gotten half the attention that it got before. Now they're making a full-length movie out of it, right? With actors and the whole works.
Oh, listen, you don't need, you know, something, you have a nice piece of cake or something, you don't want more sugar on top of that. You just enjoy the cake.
But the problem is, you know, they can have all these goals and desires to make a Tiger King movie, but Hollywood is shut down. Nobody's making anything.
No, but on the flip side, I'm not sure people are going to go back to theaters. Matter of fact, they're talking about drive-in theaters coming back right now, making a big comeback. People aren't going to run back to go to theaters. So the motion picture business is going to have to reinvent itself. And so the people that will go eventually back there are younger people, right? Older people aren't going to go back. People with kids don't really spend that much time at the movie theaters anyway. They wait for everything to come out on demand or wait until it's available on, you know, Netflix and streaming sources like that. So I'm already seeing it. There are a bunch of movies coming out at like $20. They're going to be $20 to $30, something in that range. But I would pay that for a first-run movie. So if a first-run movie opened up on a Friday night, would you not pay $20 or $30, your whole family can sit and watch it? I would do that at home.
Glenn,
and everybody's got large enough TVs right now that the viewing experience for most people is pretty good. Do you know anybody that has a TV smaller than 65 inches?
Well, first of all, TVs are so cheap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.